I want to welcome you to another episode of the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. I'm glad you joined us. We're going to dive into something pretty cool on this episode of the podcast. Glad you joined us. Let's get started. Well, I went and did it. Yep. I wrote a book. It's now available for pre-sale. If you're listening to this after April 16th, 2024, it's now available. But if you're listening to this before then, you are in for an opportunity to grab a hold of this brand new book. It's called Battle the Beast, Defeating the Lions That Oppose Your Destiny. I wrote this last year, and it's now available, as I mentioned, for pre-order. I'll give all the information here in a minute, but I just wanted to let everyone know and also to say it's been a minute since we've recorded a podcast episode here on the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. Been incredibly crazy season. I took some time off of podcast and focused in on some other areas, one of them being our Marriage Matters podcast with my lovely wife, Dawana, and also started a brand new podcast with a friend of mine. And if you know LJ Harry, you know that he is quite the character. And we started a podcast together called The Lloyd and Leroy Show. I'm not going to tell you why it's called that, but it's basically a podcast about nothing that might lead to something. It's a podcast just for fun. That's all it is. It's a podcast just for fun. We're not trying to, you know, here's the deal. We have so many serious podcasts out there, and they're all good. I enjoy podcasts. I enjoy those that dive into deep stuff. I enjoy those that talk about serious stuff. But this one, we just thought, you know, let's just take a little bit of time, and it's dropped every 2 weeks. And if you haven't got that podcast yet or started listening to it, I would encourage you to do so. It's quite a podcast. It's hilarious. Well, at least it is to LJ and I. It may not be to anybody else, but we're sure enjoying it. But I'd love for you to check it out. But back to Battle the Beast. We launched the pre-sales just a few days ago, and it is already, I want to say how many have reached out and said, hey, we ordered. I want to say thank you for the response. Thank you for the sharing. Thank you for letting people know that it's now available. And I wanted to just take a moment and tell you a little bit about this book. I have been encouraged in my life by stories of biblical heroes. I don't think they started out as heroes, but they became heroes in a lot of our eyes. And many of them are listed in Hebrews chapter 11, where it discusses some of their acts and their feats. And David, of course, has always been somebody that I've admired. I love reading about David in the scripture. He is a tremendous, tremendous individual with such tenacity and grit, if you will, which is a necessary quality of leadership. And he made many mistakes, but he, the Bible says, was a man after God's own heart. And I think the reason that God chose to call him that was his consistent pursuit of God and worship and being closer to God and working through his struggles and the things that he dealt with. In a very unique moment in David's life, he is introduced to a group of men, the Bible says, who came to him while David was living in a cave. These men, over 400 of them, were men that were distressed, in debt, discontented. They were kind of misfits of society. And David began to fashion them into mighty men. The Bible called them the mighty men of David. And we know of many of them. But there's one that stands out that has become popular over the last few years. It's a man by the name of Benaiah. And Benaiah took on a lion, the scripture says, in a pit on a snowy day. And Benaiah understood something that is the gist of this book that I've written called Battle the Beast. He understood that if I don't take care of this while it's beneath the surface, if I don't deal with this lion while it's out of sight, it may one day come up out of this pit and destroy somebody I love, somebody walking down this path. So he dealt with a potential issue, a potential problem. And this book kind of dives into that. I relate the struggle that David had in his younger years and his relationship with Saul, how Saul was not a leader that led well, but David was anointed by God to lead the people of Israel into greatness, and he did. I deal with that relationship, talk about the shortcomings of Saul a little bit, the development of David, Samuel enters into the picture, and then finally I relate the relationship that David had with these mighty men, Benaiah in particular. Now, this book is for anyone. It's not just a book for a certain demographic. I think that all of us could benefit from it. I wrote it with that perspective, but I also wrote it to really kind of focus in on those in their mid to late teens to early 20s into their 30s, moms and dads that are wrestling with things in the inner world, struggling with things that if we don't take care of them, I mentioned this in the book, if you don't take care of some things in your 20s, they may come out to destroy you in your 30s and vice versa. The your teens, if you don't take care of it while you're in your teens, it may come out to get you in your 20s, your 30s, your 40s. You've got to deal with those internal struggles. And there are 12 lions that I discuss in this book that I think need to be defeated if we are going to become the person, the individual that God created us to become. I want this to be a blessing to you. I want this to be a book that will resonate with your spirit, maybe where you're at in your journey of life. We are all called to be something. God created us with purpose. God created us to move forward through life. And so many challenges often come our way that keep us from doing that. And so I really hope that this book will be a blessing to you. I'm going to include the links in the description of this so you could find it, but you can go to PentecostalPublishing.com. You can pick it up there. It's also in pre-release on Amazon. If you want it in Kindle, it will soon be available in print on Amazon as well, but you can now order the Kindle version. It will be released on or before April 16th, as well as the print version on PentecostalPublishing.com. You will receive it on or before April 16th. Whenever the warehouse gets the books, that's when they'll start shipping them out. Many of you have already ordered. I appreciate it. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope that this book will be a blessing to you. Also, I'm now back into podcast season. I'm going to be releasing more podcasts here on the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast as well. My wife and I are hoping to get back to our Marriage Matters podcast and post some stuff there that will bless you. If you are a married couple, just wanting some direction, some insight, some inspiration, check out Marriage Matters. I'll drop that in the description as well, and hopefully it'll be a blessing to you. But go to PentecostalPublishing.com, check out Battle the Beast, Defeating the Lions That Oppose Your Destiny. I trust and I pray that it will be a blessing to you, that you will glean some insight, that it will help you become the person God wants you to be. Thanks for listening to the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. We're back. I'm glad you've joined us. Make sure to share, rate, review, subscribe. Let other people know about the Darren Sargent Leadership Podcast. God bless. Have an incredible day. And remember, it's time to battle the beast.